Toby Weed from the Utah Avalanche Center. Thank you for speaking with us today. Why is this such a particularly dangerous time for avalanches in Utah?
Well, we've had a long drought with no snow to speak of up in the mountains for the last couple months. And the snow that was up there deteriorated or rotted, we say, and it turned into a really weak, fasted, sugary snow that doesn't adhere very well to itself or to any slab that may form on top of it. And what's happening right now with this storm is that slab is forming up on top of the weak snow, and it's consisting of heavier, denser, wind-blown, and kind of warmer snow. And so it's a weak structure. And what we'll see in the next few days are large slab avalanches breaking on the weak old snow from earlier in the year.
And are there areas that are more dangerous than others?
Yeah, that kind of comes into play, the difference between backcountry and ski areas or areas that are controlled for highway protection. So, sure, in Little and Big Cottonwood Canyon and near Salt Lake, they do protect the highways with avalanche control work, and I'm sure they'll be doing that this weekend or in the next few days. And also all of the ski areas, the ski patrol does a great job of mitigating avalanche danger, and so ski areas are a very safe place to go ski powder.
And what for the backcountry skiers and snowmobilers?
Well, people that go in the backcountry in Utah in the winter should always check the avalanche advisory that the Utah Avalanche Center puts out at utahavalanchecenter.org or org, and you should check that before you go out every day. If you're thinking about heading out this weekend or in the next couple of days before the weekend, definitely check the advisory, and I can tell you right now that we're recommending people to stay out of avalanche terrain. I'm very concerned about people's safety because the lure of fresh powder, especially after not having powder for the last couple months, people that are backcountry enthusiasts in the winter are really going to want to ride their snowmobiles or snowboards or skis into avalanche prone situations and untracked steep snow. It's going to be luring a lot of people in, and it's going to take a lot of self-control for people to not get killed in avalanches in the next few days.
All right. Thank you very much, Toby Weed of the Utah Avalanche Center. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Tolman.